Okay, we're in Parak Yud Zayin in Hilchos Kelim. So now we're going to deal with basically, rather the kli itself, components of a kli, secondary parts of it, and whether they're subject to tumah. The Rambam says, "Alaf kol yados kelim harayin kelim." So any yad, we'll call it like secondary part or accessory, etc., of a kli is like the kli itself. Then nitzma kli, nitzma yado. And if the kli becomes tameh, this secondary part becomes tameh as well. Hitzur chala b'tashmisha, right? As long as it's needed for the kli to function properly. V'she'ein tzarech la, but if it's not needed for the kli to function properly, then it's taller. K'moshe yisbara, the Rambam will explain. V'vigach, therefore, ha'evan yotzis min ha'tanor or tefach. So for example, let's say you have a stone that, let's say, sticks out from an oven, a tefach, min ha'kira shloshot tzba'os, or let's say 3 finger breadths from a stove, up from a stove, chibor is considered attached. V'nitzma ha'tanor v'akira nitzuvan ha'melo. So therefore, if the oven or the kira become tameh, the stones become tameh as well. And therefore, also food and drink that touch these rocks that are protruding are tameh. But for instance, if it touched the place that's beyond the tefach sticking out of the tanur, I mean, let's say it sticks out further than that, then it would be considered tahor. Like a base of kupach, which is a stove with a place for one pot. Asolafiyah, as we always know, asolafishol, there's a general principle. Whatever, if it's made for baking, we treat it like a tanur. And if it's made for cooking, we treat it like a kira. Let's say there's an extra layer of earthenware or dirt placed on top of an oven that's owned by a private citizen. It's tar, the shanachtumin tameh. But that extra layer, if it's for by bakers, who are commercial bakers, it's tameh b'tumas atanur. From the tanur become tameh. Because basically he's going to use it to support a spit that he would use. So kiyotzebo, most of Yorish, so too, an addition that's built, let's say, around the pot by those who cook, what do you call it, olives is tameh, and for those who use it for dyeing is tahor. Lagdala teres akira tahora. So the crown part of a stove is tahor. The tira satanar, which we've seen before, what's a tira of an oven? Hu amakom abonim b'tzido. It's a place built on the side of the oven. Shemenichabo as a pas that we go ahead and put bread in it. Be'ez ridiyasa, when it's taken out from the oven, bismanchi gaba bar tfachim, when this tira is 4 tfachim off the ground or tall, tamea b'tumas tanur, it becomes tamei if the tanur becomes tamei. Pachas are bar tfachim, if it's shorter than that, tahor, v'shena chibulo, it's not considered attached. Then chibur le tanur, if it is connected to the oven, afil al shlosh avanim, even on 3 stones alone, tamea. If the oven becomes tamei, this will become tamei as well. So, hey, base a pach, base a tab on a base on there. So when it comes to what it called, these are little areas built to the side of a kira, of a stove, what do you call that? Let's say you put it to store oil, or you do it to store spices, or for a lamp. Im nitmeis a kira b'maga, if the kira becomes tameh through touching, nitzmu kulam, they all become tameh. Im nitmeis ba'avir, but if it became tameh through the airspace, lo nitzmu, not tameh, chibur la el medivri seven, because it's only considered rabbinical, it's only considered attached to me derabbanan. Therefore, asula hecker. That's why they made a what do you call the distinction? That you wouldn't burn on it by touching it, truma or korbanos. Anything we talk about this area, that becomes tameh through touching, not through airspace, is not attached. Rather, midrabanan hecker. They made this hecker so you wouldn't burn korbanos as a result of it. Rather, tolin, which means you don't burn them nor do you eat them. Halacha vav, chatzar kira. So there's an open space in front of a range of a stove. Bismanshi gavol shol shetbos. When it is elevated 3 etzbos off the ground, or is a chibur, it's considered attached. The midway sakira o chatzera. If therefore the kira or it's that open area bein ba'aver bein ba'maga gets if the kira if either one of the two gets tame, whether it's in the airspace or through touching, the second one's tame as well. Ha'isa chatzar pechusa mikan. Right, but let's say the open space is lower. The nitmeis achas b'maga, and one of them becomes tamei touching. Nitmas hashniya, the second one's tamei as well. But im nitmeis achas b'mavir b'vad, but if one of them only comes, what do you call it? Becomes tamei through its inner space. Ein chavirta tamei, the other one will not become tamei. Because ein chibur lo el medivrayim, because it's only attached rabbinically. Ha'isa chatzar kira mufreshes himena, but let's say that open space was really separate from the kira. Bizmanchi gavol shol shetzbaos, when it's 3 etzbaos off the ground, raise a chibur lo, it's considered attached to it. Bain the Lutumas Maga, Bain the Tumas Maga, it doesn't matter which kind of Tumah. Haisa Pachas, we kind of, it's shorter than that. Osha Haisa Chatzar Chelka, or let's say the, what it called, the open space is split. Ve'in la safa, and it doesn't have an edge. Ein kli rula, it's not considered attached. In nipe sakira ben mavira ben maga, and therefore, if the stove became tame through airspace or touching, hachatzah tahara, the open space remains tar. So too v'chein in nitme sachatzah. So too, if the open space became tame in this case, hakira tahara, the stove remains tahar. L'chazayin pitzpute kira. Right. So when it comes to these are trivets that what are called that are used for a stove. Shlosha kira, shlosha shlosha hayagavah kol achamahen shlosha sbaos opachos o nitme sakira min maga min avir nitmu shlosha. So let's say you have what he called. Let's say you have these various trivets, and let's say each one of them is three etzbaos or less. And if what it called, if the stove becomes tame, whether it's touching of the inner space of it, all of them are tame. V'chein ma yuarar, even if there's four trivets. Nida echamahem, if one of them is taken out, imit v'sakira maga and the tushneya pikputim. So let's say I take out one of them. If the kira becomes tame through touching, then the other two trivets become tame as well. Shinishru v'nidbeis avir, but if it came tame through the airspace, lo nitzvayimah, those other two trivets will not become tame. Asala shnei pikputim zeg negazeh. Let's say the two trivets are made next to each other. Im nitzmeis akira maga nitzmu. If the kira becomes tame through touching, it's tame. They're tame. Then nitzmeis avir, if it's through airspace, lo nitzvayimah, they're not tame. Hayu pikputim gavam v'shlosh etzbaos. Let's say the trivets are taller than three etzbaos. Ulamata. Alumata or below mitama ima benchinitmes the maga mitchimis over. So then that it becomes tame whether through touching or inner space. Umisholosh ulamala from three and above, mistaman ima, right? Imitase maga, it's tame with it. If the stove became tame, it becomes tame as well through touching. But if the stove became tame through avir, the vad, imistaman ima, will not become tame with it. Hayu mishucha mina safe besof shoshabos. Let's say what he called, let's say it is spreading out from the edge of it within three etzvaos. Mistam and ima is tame with it. Ben shnei zemaga, ben shnei zavir. Whether it is through touching or through the inner space. Hayah chusl shosh etzvaos. If it is outside the three finger breadths of the edge, mistam and ima. Mistam and ima in nitvei zemaga. It's tame with it if it came tame through touching. In nitvei zavir, if it's only through airspace, blavad. In mistam and ima would be tame with it. Now the Rambam concludes by saying, if ima dachtig in the chol shu na ilu, but we're not so uptight about these measurements, Shakul name of Dibbe Servant, because ultimately these are really the Rabbana. Good, that ends Parak Yud Zayin, and we will continue with Parak Yud Ches tomorrow.